right? And what's going to happen is you're going to develop your own personality, and you're going to be using your personality to attract the girls, and you're going to be your own person rather than a cookie cutter version of your favorite pickup product. Okay. Gentlemen, class is in session. And today we're gonna talk about, with this whiteboard, gimmicks and natural approach, and what's best and et cetera, et cetera. But we're not really gonna come to a conclusion. We're just gonna explore the options and what they are. So we're gonna do this podcast style. I didn't really prepare anything. And we have a whiteboard here. So gimmicks. All right, let me get nice and comfortable here. Okay. So you got gimmicks. Whatever, I probably misspelled that. It's two M's? Yeah, gimmicks. I'm so non-gimmicky, I forgot how to spell gimmicks. Anyways, gimmicks versus natural. Or let's just say fundamental. Let's say fundamental, right? So we're gonna look at dating sort of like a sport, right? We're just gonna look at it for the sake of understanding fundamentals. We're gonna look at it sort of like a sport, right? We're gonna look at mating and all of that, sort of like a sport, a process, etc., right? So we're gonna look at it as a sport, right? Now, the whole dating sport thing, it's really been popularized, or like the whole approach thing. I mean, people have been meeting for a while, but it wasn't really something that, you know, ideally, there's just so much suffering in guys' dating life that it just needed to become a process. It needed to be brought down into something that guys can understand so that they can actually have some hope and better their life and actually have some sort of success, right? So the first thing guys were started to look at was gimmicks. That's the first thing guys started to look at. But gimmicks are always rooted in fundamentals, right? So before we get into gimmicks, let's look at what fundamentals are, right? And what would be the fundamentals of, let's say, a sport like basketball, right? A sport like basketball, the fundamentals would be basic dribbling, basic passing, basic guarding, basic shooting, things that are like undeniable that you have to do, right? There's just like no magic way around it, right? So if you don't learn any gimmicks, you naturally interact a certain way, or there's certain attraction fundamentals with women, right, that they respond to. Such, like, if you think back to your earliest days, you think back to like high school, you think back to middle school, you think back to maybe even your late teens, your early 20s, and let me put the air this way. Put the air facing me because it's hot as hell in here. Much better, I got the breeze now. You think back to your early 20s and such, and workplace and stuff like that, and either you get it or you don't. Now, if you're watching this video, it's because you're trying to get it, right? It's because you're trying to better your dating life, so you're looking for some sort of answer, right? So like a lot of guys, when coming up, some guys have certain fundamentals that they naturally attract women, right? And you know, there's the socially conditioned fundamentals, such as look, status, wealth, or whatever. And you know, that's like the sexual market, right? So you have all that, and you have a bunch of things like scarcity and abundance, and you know, some things like the city that you're in, like, does it have a lot of people, right? The less people it has, the less women there are, the more scarce you're gonna feel. You know, you're in a big city where there's more women that you can choose from, et cetera, right? So the dating pool is a lot different than if you're in a small town. So you have to keep those things in mind. Now, the first thing guys are gonna look at are gimmicks, right? When they get into this game, they're gonna look at gimmicks. They're gonna be like, okay, how can I get every girl? How can I get girls to like me, et cetera, right? They're gonna look for tricks and techniques that are gonna allow them not to get rejected, right? So a gimmick would be an avoidance of rejection, right? So if you try to avoid rejection, you're looking for gimmicks to kind of minimize that, right? Just like a basketball player would try to avoid missing shots, right? You're trying to avoid missing shots, versus, I don't know if that's a good example, but versus actually sticking to the fundamental of how to make the shot, etc. I don't know if that's the best example, but you know, with gimmicks, you're trying to avoid rejection, right? You're trying to figure out a way to just avoid it, right? And of course, we want to minimize it as much as we can, but there's just no way around it, and we realize that. So fundamentals would be, in dating, would be something as basic as understanding your SMV, right? Understanding your sexual market value, perhaps, you know, understanding your strengths and your weaknesses, such as, okay, maybe, you know, where are you in the health chain, right? Are you like physically, right? Let's just start with the physical, right? Do you dress well? Are you well groomed? You know, what type of women do you like? What do those girls usually respond to in the sexual market, right? Like, there's certain girls, like, let's say she's into hip hop, she's into tattoos. There's gonna be certain girls that are into that, et cetera, et cetera. So understanding the sexual market is one of the fundamentals. Figure out where you're at in it. Do you live with your mom? Are you in your late teens, which is okay to live with your parents? Are you in your late 20s? Are you in your early 30s? What part of life are you on? You gotta figure all that stuff out, understand your sexual market value. And you wanna look at it as a health, wealth, and your social skills. Right, your social confidence, right? Where do you stand, right? And what's your age? So you understand where you're, so right? If you're younger, you're probably not gonna have, you're probably not really entitled, I don't know what word to use, but you're probably not really on the social aspect, right? You have to learn that. So, I mean, the younger you start, the better, right? But there's no too late, right? You always want to better yourself wherever you're at. So you got the social, you got the wealth, right? If you're younger, obviously you're gonna be more broke, you're not really there yet. But if you're older, like, what are you doing with your life? Like, you know, you should have created some value in this area, or at least have a perspective on that, where you're not really worried about that stuff, right? And then your health, right? So if you don't have any of these, at least hopefully you're healthy, right? Which is physically, are you physically fit? Are you working out? Are you eating healthy? Are you mentally healthy? Where do you start? Are you a conscious being? Are you an unconscious being? What are you doing for the planet, et cetera, et cetera, right? So you got all these three, right? Now, with one of these alone, you can already have some degree of success, right? If you're really high at one of these, but ideally you wanna have what the average human would aim for, would be to just balance out these three, right? Health, wealth, and social skills, right? So that's one of the first fundamentals you have to understand, right? When a guy looks at gimmicks, what he does is he goes to a coach that promises him a lot of wonderful things, or some sort of system of what to say, what to do, the step-by-step ABC to get into her pants, etc., where they're capitalizing on your insecurity and your low sexual market value in order to sell you a product and make money. Now, some guys can buy the product, and of course, if the product is somewhat good, you can be robotic and have those training wheels and something, you know, get some, you know, maybe get some sort of success. But ideally, you don't even want to, you know, pick up these sort of training wheels. You want to start with more of a fundamental perspective. Now, it doesn't matter what you learn or where you learn from. What you want to do is understand what it is you're learning. So we don't want to confuse you and think that if you have very low SMV, you can just, you know, look at a gimmick or some sort of magic pill that's actually gonna hijack women's brain and actually get you results. It's just not gonna happen. You want to be aware of your sexual market value. You want to make sure that you're meeting enough people in your city that you're actually cold approaching, which is very important key, right? Whether it's at bars, nightclubs, or malls, day or night. Or you know, anywhere throughout your daily life that you're cold approaching enough, right? So make sure you live in a dense enough city that you can actually meet enough people. And what you want to do now, which is the key of this video, when you're meeting people, you have a choice, right? You can either be gimmicky and try to think very hard about what to say, think hard, or think back to a book that you read or some sort of gimmicky stuff so that you don't get rejected, right? That's usually when the think hard, try hard, needy, methodist, right? Which is all gimmicks, right? You read a book, all that stuff, right? Fundamentally, if you want to be natural, if you want to be as confident as I am when approaching women, as confident as a lot of my friends are, what you want to do is, instead of thinking so hard and trying so hard when you're going to approach, you simply, if you see a woman you like, you want to approach her in a non-gimmicky state. So you're not really going to try hard or anything. All you're going to do is say hi and stick to the fundamentals, right? Hi, and then you start a basic conversation. Hi, I thought you were beautiful. I wanted to meet you. Where are you from? What are you from around here? There's many things you could say, right? So now I'm not selling you this in a book, right? I'm not telling you, okay, these are the openers. No, you can say anything. This is just some basic fundamental training wheels that, some basic conversational starter questions. You can just go to Google and Google conversational starter questions. And then you could use that. You know, I usually say something. I usually improvise with this stuff, right? I say, hi, where are you from? Are you from around here? I thought you were beautiful. And then I go with basic questions like, what do you study? Where do you work out? Just anything you really want to ask, right? Just to shoot the shit. And then you can just basically tell her after a basic fun conversation of your improvised choice, which, by the way, guys, not so hard to have an improvised conversation, right? You basically tell her straight up, hey, look, I would like to carry this conversation on. I would like to invite you to a coffee, et cetera, et cetera. You can say it in whichever manner you want. And then you just exchange phone numbers. And then you can say this in whichever manner you want, guys. It's not rocket science, okay? You don't need any gimmicks. You don't need to angle your shoulder a certain way. You need to say it a certain way. You just be yourself. Be fluid. The more conversations you get into, the better. So get into a lot of social situations so that you can practice being fluid and having basic fun conversation, expressing your personality, because you're not using any gimmicks. You're being natural. So you that 1 hour to 2 hours that you go to the bar or club, or that you go out to the mall or whatever to approach, you're just going to be expressing yourself and working in your social skills. But then the other, X, Y, Z hours of the day, you're going to be working on your value. You're going to be balancing out your health, your wealth, and putting in the work to better yourself as a person. So that when you do approach, you're this cool guy that's got all this value to offer, and that you've created this value, and you're cool, you took a haircut, you whatever you want to do, whatever girl, whatever guy you kind of want to be like, you can work on yourself to create that persona, right? So that when you do approach for those 1 or 2 hours, you can just say hi, have a fluid conversation about whatever it is that's on your mind. But of course, the basics of the first 5 minutes you meet somebody, you're going to be talking about basic questions, right? Like, how old are you? What do you do for work? And you're going to be sharing that information with her. And then within five minutes, two, three minutes, whatever, like, depending on how, in a hurry she is, whatever, or what the time constraint situation is, or you have just make sure that you just tell her that you would like to invite her for a coffee or a drink, and then exchange phone numbers. So that's as simple as it gets, guys. Okay, so basically you didn't do any tactics, you didn't push pull, you didn't do any of that, right? It all gonna fall into place. The more volume that you put in, the more interactions you get into, you're gonna start getting the flow of it. So try to get yourself into a couple hundred interactions or approaches, because the majority is gonna be rejection anyway. And there's no way to work yourself around. There's no gimmicks that's going to allow you to just work yourself around the rejection. But if you're fully natural, fully confident, you're gonna really meet the right girls for you than if you're trying hard. If you're trying really hard, you're just gonna, get into situations where, it's a girl that's like into the gimmicks, but you're not gonna get rejected less. You're gonna get rejected the same amount if you have techniques than if you don't. So you might as well not have any like made up lines or any BS or any of that. If you do, it's fine. I mean, the fact that you're approaching is good enough, but of course, I mean, who wouldn't wanna be natural anyway? So, keep that in mind, guys. So, beyond that, it's going to be you inviting her for a date, very simple, very straightforward, soup texting type of thing. I recommend you guys to pick up the book, The Forward Male by Mike Mellman. It's very basic, very straight, it lines out all the dynamics of, ABC, the fundamentals of actual social interacting, right? There's something basic. There's no lines or anything. It's just it lines out a very, you know, it's like some very basic training wheels that you could follow. But this is really fun because you're not really memorizing any crazy gimmicks or any, you're not thinking hard, dude. You're just being yourself, you're flowing, you're natural. You're not, you know, filling your mind with all these red pill BS ideas or anything. You're doing something raw and true, which is when you see a woman you approach and you're carving out time as well to approach, you're getting into these interactions, and then you're of course getting rejected. The overwhelming, like Mike likes to say, the overwhelmingly majority of the time is just part of the process. Some girls are just not in the mood, that they have boyfriends, they're just not into you, whatever it is. But if you approach enough naturally, you're gonna filter for the girls that are into your natural self, right? Rather than be gimmicky, still get rejected the same amount of times, because you can do an experiment of a guy who's highly gimmicky, let's just say somebody like Mystery, or somebody like, let's just say somebody, you know, using some sort of model who's like the best at it, right? Whatever, the best day game model guy out there, versus a natural who's the most confident natural. They both do the same amount of approaches, 100 approaches. They're both gonna get rejected the same. Mr. Gimmicky is not gonna get rejected any less, okay? So you can go out and test that for yourself. I know exactly what I'm saying, and I've already seen it tested, and I've already tested it myself. So, you know, this is pretty much concrete facts, right? There's just no debate right now. You could go out and research it yourself, you know, make sure you research it and you understand it better, but this is the information that I'm bringing to you. So with that being said, you're gonna do your volume, you're gonna get rejected as much as you need to. It doesn't matter, because here's the beautiful thing: when you approach a woman with just being yourself, dude, and just being awesome, bringing that energy that, you know, you're not bringing any gimmicks. Like, what do you think girls like most? Like, a girl's gonna reject you anyway, right? But the one that's into you is gonna appreciate the fact that you just went up and you were normal. Like, you were normal. You weren't trying to impress her or anything. You were just normal. You were just, you're just acting, you know, as your highest value self, or as yourself, right? You're just being cool, right? And of course, there's just like basics of, you know, don't, I mean, I can't tell you what the bases are. You know what they are. Like, you know what being masculine is like and all that stuff. And you're going to learn that. And I feel like my friend Mike says that the more you get rejected, the more confidence you're going to build, because you're going to be even more in tune with yourself and you're going to feel good. So, yeah, go out there and get, you know, face those rejections, take rejections in, get into a couple. Naturally, you're going to get into interactions, and then you'll start becoming more social and more confident is who you are, you know, when the good things do start happening. But the rejections are what's going to build your thick skin, and you're going to understand. So, I mean, a girl should never be mad because you naturally said hi and you actually try to get her phone number. If you do it in this fundamental, very good, flowy, you know, flowing state type of way, there's just really nothing, you know, it's just the worst that could happen is she'll just say no, ignore, whatever, right? There's all kinds of situations you could get into when you're cold approaching, but there's no bad stigma attached to it. Then if you're trying to manipulate and be gimmicky and all that, which essentially doesn't work anyway, and any more than this would work. So stop wasting your time with gimmicks. So the bottom line is, you're looking at a guy who's coming up, he's saying how he's cold approaching, but he's just really not scripted. He's just being himself, and he's trying to take that girl on an adventure, so, you know, you could connect. And, you know, depending on the guy, what it is you want, but the communication is natural, is organic, right? So whether you want a relationship, whether you want sex, you both, you know, take that one step together, and you know there's no smoke screens, there's no fakeness to the interaction. It's all fluid. But yes, guys, so that's pretty much all I gotta say. You know, I wouldn't recommend gimmicks. I just stick to the basic fundamentals, and I'm just gonna keep this video brief because it is very simple, it's very fundamental. And of course, the sport of basketball has been going on for a long time, so there's no debate what the fundamentals are. Guys go out and they play, and then, you know, you have the LeBrons and the Jordans, and then you have the people playing at the park. So with the process of dating, it's pretty much the same thing. You know, stick to the fundamentals, you know, learn the ABCs of the basic approach, basic being yourself. Learn the sexual market values so that you could see exactly, you know, if you're getting an extreme amount where you're not really going anywhere of rejection, then you might want to look at your SMV, probably because your SMV is low. But if you have a regular SMV, you should start seeing results within the first hundreds, you know, within the first few hundred approaches, and then you're gonna start getting the hang of it. Okay, guys, so you know, that's my basic breakdown. So then, you know, besides that is the dating portion, and you know, other steps after that, which is very simple and fundamental as well. And you don't have to sweat so much when in those portions, because you know, after the phone number exchange, then you set up a date, you go out on a date, and it's stuff like that, or things such as instant dates and you know, one night stand, stuff like that. It's important for you guys to understand that sort of stuff. But you know, I'm going to conclude this video with those you know, very basic details. I want you to take this information home, I want you to internalize it, and most importantly, I want you to go out there, approach, and you know, be as natural as you can, and get used to being fundamental, right? And what's gonna happen is you're gonna develop your own personality, and you're gonna be using your personality to attract the girls, and you're gonna be your own person rather than a cookie cutter version of your favorite pickup product. Okay guys, like, comment, subscribe. I'll catch you next time. Peace. I'm a perfection on it.